You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
This is Enterprise Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and top executives who have experienced great success, as well as the sharing of their latest creations, products, and or services that can help you build your business, leading to business success. Today, once again, we are speaking with Nina Vlamis, the president and co-owner of A&N Mortgage Services. Nina has been in the business for more than 12 years and is in the top 1% of mortgage consultants in the country. Nina, welcome back to Enterprise Radio.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
Oh, you're welcome. So first of all, tell me, how do you create a culture and environment for success?
A&N Mortgage culture has evolved into a happy, fun, energetic, best place to work because we really care about our employees, and they know it. We're a forward-thinking company that knows how to communicate with our teammates, borrowers, and referral sources. The agents who refer business to us because they trust us and know we're going to take really great care of their people that they send us. The company meetings only happen about once a month, yet each day our team comes to work with an enthusiastic, positive attitude because we hire smart, self-motivated, positive, loyal teammates willing to work together to grow our brand. The neatest part about A&N's work culture, Eric, is that the employees' schedules are self-generated. Aaron, my partner, and I are here for support and guidance, and we both agree that the communication should come from the top, but also it's crucial that we're always communicating with each other.
How did you create the accountability that occurs within the A&N Mortgage Office teammates?
In college, I played on the women's rugby team for UIC. And when I was on the rugby field, I wanted to pass the ball to a teammate. I didn't even need to glance over to my side because I knew my teammate was standing next to me. So if I could pass the ball, I passed it, and I held that person accountable so that I wouldn't get smashed in the crowds and the, you know, on the field. I was one of the smaller girls on the team, and Jennifer, standing next to me, always knew that, and she was always there to make sure that I wasn't on the bottom of the pile. So she supported me on the field, and that's what I brought to the office. That concept is really important in a workplace, to know that your teammates all have your back.
Certainly agree with that. Now, how did you create the A&N logo? I like that, by the way.
Oh, thanks. Thanks a lot. The highly recognizable A&N logo has the A and N in our hardcore bright blue, which represents Aaron and I. Not only was blue each of our favorite colors, but Aaron is Jewish, and I married a Greek. So it sure did seem like a great color choice for us. If you look closely at the logo, there's a house between the letters in our names. The A is for Aaron. The house represents our extremely loyal borrowers, and the N is for me, Nina. Our logo stands for our extensive expertise, attention to detail and customer care, and most importantly, our extreme loyal borrowers. We are always very grateful for them.
Always interesting to hear the stories behind the creation of logos. Now today we're joined by Nina Vlamis, the president and co-owner of A&N Mortgage Services. And she's joined us once again here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Nina, I understand you were an English major in college. How did you switch to a career into marketing, growing a business, and now a numbers person?
My dad was instrumental in steering me into a career where I could make a very nice living. He encouraged me and pushed me to leave my comfort zone. That gave me the confidence to set my goals high and work really hard to achieve them. Because of that, I was always determined to be a success. So when my dad suggested I look into the mortgage industry, I listened to him, and I'm so glad I did. I still get to use my English skills writing articles and blog posts and helping my boys with their homework. But having my dad really push me into this field was a good thing. And coincidentally, my mom is my loan processor. So my parents, both of them, have been very supportive in the decisions that I've made.
And lastly, how does the branding of A&N fit into the business growth strategy?
For me, branding takes courage. You're telling the world, this is who we are, and we're really as good as we say we are. It's very personal. So I feel like I'm putting myself out there along with the company. Even though I absolutely believe our company is absolutely outstanding, I rely heavily on the support of A&N's branding to shine through my loan officers, through my employees, through my family, and through my friends. And I think it does because of because of our dedicated employees and loyal borrowers. Without their support, the brand means nothing. Of course, it's always wonderfully reassuring when we see clients and colleagues go on Yelp and say we're the best in the industry. As long as we continue to take good care of our borrowers and keep our employees happy, our brand is spot on.
I like the passion behind the message. How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about A&N Mortgage online?
You can go to A as in Apple, N as in Nancy, M as in Mary, T as in Tom, G as in George.com. ANMTG.com or call us at 773-305-LOAN, 773-305-5626. Thanks again for having me, Eric.
Hey, you're welcome. And before you go, if you don't mind, any closing thoughts or a tip on how listeners can grow their business?
It's important to keep growing your business. We have to hire good, responsible, accountable people that are loyal. We can't do everything ourselves. I don't want to micromanage everybody out there. I want to trust my team to do their job. I want to make sure that they feel appreciated and that I reward them for a good work. Investing in talented employees will ensure low turnover and higher productivity. So I think it's important to constantly keep recruiting, hiring people, but giving them trust so that they can do their job on their own is the most important advice that I could ever give.
Certainly appreciate that advice. We've been speaking with Nina Vlamas, the president and co-owner of A&N Mortgage Services. Nina has been in the business for more than 12 years and is in the top 1% of mortgage consultants in the country. And the website of reference once again is ANMTG.com. Nina, once again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you so much, Eric. Have a great day.
You too. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.